Good morning. Yeah, still morning. 11:34 a.m. Just barely still morning, but it is still morning. 11:34 a.m. on, what is this? This is Monday, April the 20th, 2026. Happy 420 to those who celebrate. And then I just cavalierly tossed this into my pocket. Yeah, okay. Listening to Jazz After Dark podcast from Radio Station of California. Public radio somewhere. I did not catch. They rattled it off really fast in the beginning, and I didn't catch it. Thought I'd change it up from Blues is the Truth. I got a whole new set of podcasts that probably last me for 2 weeks. I only need them for a week. However, be that as it may. It's warm. It's 70. I did wear the lighter of the two long sleeve shirts that I was wearing. And it's a little bit overdressed for the temperature, but I really wanted the hood. To keep the sun off my neck. I'm glad I did, because coming west on 20th, it was really beaten in. Now I got trucks and Xfinity and all kinds of stuff here. So yeah, another good night's sleep, drat. It's kind of weird. Complaining about too much sleep. It's almost like I have to have something to complain about or I'm not happy. Truthfully, I think it's going to help. I'm looking forward to trying out potato yeast. Yeah, potato yeast. I gotta walk past these trucks, they're getting kind of noisy. Looks like they're getting ready to fill in that hole. So, yeah, the thing with potato yeast is that, in theory, it grows so quickly, it doesn't let the bacteria develop that gives sourdough, it's sour, it's tang, the flavor that has morphed from delight to disgust since my taste buds got fried. So if I can use potato yeast, I can use potato to capture some domestic yeast, some wild yeast, as opposed to the store-bought commercial grade. That could be a game changer for me. The key element here is the glycemic index. And the nature of sourdough and technically potato yeast is classified as a sourdough, even though it's not particularly sour. Because it works so slowly, it converts more of the carbohydrates, more of the sugar, into gas. And so the glycemic index of sourdough is less than the same amount of commercial bread or bread made with commercial yeast, which tends to grow quickly and put out a lot of gas quickly, and sort of forcing you to bake it before the yeast has had a chance to really work its entire magic. So that's the theory. I don't know if the practice will show it out, but I've already got the wet glasses that I need to do it. And I cook a lot of potatoes, so refreshing the mix shouldn't be a problem. Refreshing the starter. And it's interesting, instead of using the slurry, the starter is, I think, technically a slurry. Instead of using the paste-like starter from a flour starter, you use the water. And it's going to take some time to figure out how to make this all work. So, yeah, I'm excited. I have bread science. I have for science to do. I have exciting things to do with my dough. Woohoo! And making potato bread, which is potentially a winner in my book. Wow, that's hot. That'll teach me. I was thinking I should probably go out before I do something rash, like open up Satisfactory. And then, unfortunately, I opened up Satisfactory two hours later. I realized that if I was going to get a walk in before noon, I had to, like, strap on some shoes and head for the sidewalk. I'm glad I didn't wait any longer, because, yeah, this is shirt sleeve weather. I just finished book 4, I think. Ryan Remmel's Noob series, Mayor of Noobtown. Just finished book 4. There's like 5 or 6 more. I read the first 3 books when they first came out, and I liked them a lot. And I remember trying Maritime Manoobs, which is book 4. And I remember trying it and going, meh, I don't know. But Evan recommended it, and I thought, well, okay, we'll give it a try. I read it. It's okay. Yeah. I've got a whole double Kindle points days are my Achilles heel. They tend to stack up titles on me. So I still got, like, I don't know, 6 or 8 books that I bought last month in the Double Points Day. So yeah, I'm going to go ahead and start reading some of these. They're for the most part, they are the next book in the series. We'll see how that works out. I don't know. I've got to make sure I've got 1 or 2 of them downloaded before we head off this afternoon. I've got a taxi duty to deal with and a 50-minute wait that does not require me to go to the grocery store while I'm waiting. So I get to have a whole hour of just relax and read. I know, it's a burden. It's one of those that I'm obligated to bear, regardless of the cost. Somehow, I'm sure I will soldier on. Yes, I will. Kind of puts a kibosh on any 420 celebrations I might have in mind, but that's okay. Kind of want to get ready. Stay with me. Monk Post. Excuse me. I wore my sunglasses today, so the sky looks really blue. Where the sky shows up, the clouds, there's a fair amount of cloud action. Got one lone streak of condensation trail out there. A lot of cirro stratus. Satisfactory is going well. I'm still spending too much time on it. I just had to build a new standalone factory to make heavy modular frames so that I could feed my fused frame factory with the frames it needs to make. I've already got cooling. Cooling units building. Which are just copper and a few pieces of aluminum. I need those for something. Turbo motors. I think it's turbo motors. I have not yet unlocked turbo motors, which is, you know, I'm building stuff blind, forgetting what it was that I needed it for from previous playthroughs because I haven't unlocked them yet in this playthrough. It's going really slow. Part of it feeling slow is because I'm playing on a server. And the server runs even when I'm not logged in. So the server's been running pretty much nonstop for 500 hours. I have not played this game on that server for that amount of time. But it's such a, that's probably a cheat, but it's such a relief that I don't have to wait for stuff to happen. I don't have to wait for parts. I build a factory, shunt the output into a storage container, and move on. And sometimes that move on means go to lunch, go fix dinner, take a walk. And while I'm walking or dinnering or whatever, the box fills up. So I very seldom have to wait for something. I occasionally log back in and find out that the box, in fact, did not fill up because I screwed up something, but that's part of the game. So I'm really enjoying it. Taking a slow boat. I'm building much more organized factories. The heavy modular frame factory it's like, oh my gosh. Compared to the first time I did, with belts going everywhere and trying to crisscross over each other and under each other and around and through, and it's like, no, why don't I just sort of sort this out in advance and figure where I'm going to put all the constructors and all the assemblers and arrange them so that they feed somewhat logically into each other. So I'm really pleased with my heavy modular frame factory. I'm quite pleased with my fused frame factory. I'll be able to unlock maybe a couple of new levels, new milestones. I've got my drones working, I think, correctly. I use the drones to fetch expensive products that I don't need many of when I'm making something. I don't need many computers at a time. So a drone load of computers lasts quite a while. And when I first set them up, they go back and forth a lot and they burn a lot of fuel. But once they've got their endpoints established and filled, it doesn't take much at all. So I've got several sources, like rubber. I have a source for rubber. I need to change it because I'm not making enough rubber. I'm going to get into some heavy duty, some things that need a lot of rubber, and I don't have a lot of rubber coming off the line. However, I do just unlock a couple of really key alternative recipes for rubber and plastic. And I also unlocked the pressurized well, which lets me take a very nice large outcropping of oil and max it. So I look at doing that, looking at doing that probably tomorrow. When I get back this afternoon, it's just going to be biding my time until I have to fix dinner. I don't know what I'm going to fix for dinner. I have to think about that. Something with mashed potatoes, obviously. Oh, I do know. Okay. Yikes, it is warm. My lilacs are, looks like they're pretty much gone by, or they're in a process of. There's a few purple ones left. There's a lot of white ones that are bleached out because that's what happens to lilac blossoms. They bleach out after a while, then drop. But I made it. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow, well, tomorrow's a 3-day, but the day after isn't. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.